So we started the Braisa on Tesam Beis, the last seven lines, where the Braisa is just reviewing what we already learned on Heyom Beis, about the Hilchasem. Each one of the Ovis Nezikin has a twist to it. So Boris Potter on Kalim, and Ashes Potter on Tomun. And then the Gemara has on the top of Yudah Man Aleph that Eish is Potter on Kofer. You only pay Kofer Oshloshim Shalebid when there was a Maiser Ritzicha. So what do you mean Eish is Potter? I mean a person was negligent and the Farki Seitze Eish, Meyatzma Mashma. There was no Maiser Ritzicha over there. So Rashi says, let's say the fellow was an arson. He made a fire in order to kill someone. So Rashi explains, if the person was not tied up, I made a fire, and the one who loses his life is not tied up. So I'm not considered a ritzich. There was no ritzicha. And if he is kafus, and there was a ritzicha, so Rashi says, then I won't have to pay kofer because of kom lebe derabmine. That's what the Taisus wrote on Dalet Amud Aleph. Taisus starts off by assuming that the reason why Adam doesn't pay kofer is because kom lebe derabmine. And Rabbi Kivega says, that's Rabbi Kivega there on Dalet Amud Aleph is mitzayin to this top Rashi. That's what Rashi says. And then the Taisus rejected it. And Taisus said, Kam Lebe de Rabbanei doesn't imply over here. And it was a little unclear why not. So we looked in the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz, that's the original set of Taisus on Bava Kama. The Taisus that we have is a kitzur. It's an abridged form of the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz. And every Mesichta, there's a different, sometimes Taisus Rash Mishans. Different Rishonim. So here the Rashi said the same as Tosis began by saying that it's Adam is not Chayef Kaifa because of Kam Levi. The Rabbeinu Tosis is not happy with that. Rabbeinu Peretz said the reason why, because Kufr Kapor, that Kam Levi the Rabbeinu doesn't apply to Kapor. What was another difference between them? That Boris Potter and Psula HaMikdoshim Hashani came by the others. The others are all potter if a shoshal hekdesh falls in. That's why the Mishnah says nachasim shem behem meila. If a shoshal hekdesh is then if the nizik is a shoshal hekdesh, you don't have to pay. But if it's psula hamikdashim, psula hamikdashim means a korban shuhumam venifte. It got a mum kavua. If it only gets a mum over, you can't be paid it, and it's not yotzei lechulins. But if it gets a mum kavua. Mum kavua means that it's not going to heal by itself. If the doctors will do surgery, you can heal it. It can become tamim again. It won't be a balmum. But it calls man the doctors didn't heal it. If it doesn't heal on its own, then it's called a mumai. If it's a mumai, it cannot be paida. So all the karbonis except for pchor and maisa behema, all the other karbonis, when they get some mum kavua, you have to be paida. Pchor and maisa behema are the two that you don't have to be paida. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. It says by Bor Hamesi Alo Misha Meishalo Yotzazeh by Shor Psula Hamikdashim She'ena Meishalo. Why is Ena Meishalo? Because Psula Hamikdashim it says Tizbach Ve'achalta Basar. Rashi quotes it here on Yudah Min Aleph. Rashi quotes from the Gemara Mchoris Daf. Where is it? Daf Tezvav. It says by Psula Hamikdashim Tizbach Ve'achalta Basar. So we learn that tizbach v'lagisa bas v'lachol v'chalta v'lo l'klovechem. You can't feed it to a nachri. You can't feed it to the klovim. You can only feed it to a Jewish person who needs shechita to be matir. And it could be, Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik suggested, maybe the shechita of Shor Psula HaMikdashim requires shechita like shechitas kochim. Because even after it gets a mum kavu and yapayda, we still say that it retains kedusha. It's still oisa t'mura, even after yapayda. If I say Harizu Tachazu, it's Oisa Tmura. So you see, it still retains the Kedusha Aguf to it, just that you can't be makriv it. So maybe it's Din of Shechita. The Gemara points out that Shechitas Chun and Shechitas Kochim are not the same. A major difference is that Misasek B'Shechitas Kochim is possible. If a person didn't have Kavana Lishchot, or even if he had Kavana Lishchot, but he didn't realize that it's a carbon, so that's called Misasek. By Chulin, the din is a machleka satanan, but we pass on la halacha that if I throw a knife, let's say to hit a target, there's a target, and I throw a knife to hit the target, and then a chicken happens to walk by and it accomplishes a good shechita. That's good. There was no kabbalas chaticha simanim at all. He wasn't miskaven for anything. So that's misasik b'shchitas chul and is kosher. Because shchita and itzvicha kavana, but shchitas kachim does need kavana. Misasik b'shchitas kachim is possible. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggested a possibility that maybe this din tizbach ve'achalta basa, maybe it requires a shchita b'shchitas kachim. We mentioned from the Ragat Shavar that it could well be that you're not allowed to shecht chulim b'azara. Could well be that you are permitted to shecht shabsula hamikdashim shehumam v'nifta. Could be you are allowed to shecht it in the azor, even though you're not makrid it on the mizbeach, you're not zorik the dam, because it's not chulin, it's kochim, it still retains the din of kochim. So that's a quirk of the din, that boris potter not only on behemas kochim, even on sharp psulam mikdoshim. The other rabbis in Zikan are not potter on sharp psulam mikdoshim. Then we had the Pnei Yeshua raised a suffix with respect to this drasha that we learn out from the pasuk. To the exclusion of Shop Psalm Magdashim, it's dead already, so you can't shecht it, and without shechting it there's no heter. And even when you shecht it, only those people who need shechita, the klovim and the nochem, don't need shechita, so they can't eat it. The shechita that it has is the matir. Bachil, because man, you don't do the shechita properly, there's not matir. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Sofik, is that just the drasha is like that? Or is that the Geder Hadin? Let's say the Shor Psalm HaMikdashim falls into a boar and it doesn't die. It's just a huzak. So you do have the ability to shecht it. So do you say that the boar is only Patam Psalm HaMikdashim if it's mace, but if it's huzak, then you will be chai? But maybe we should say that the nature of the tour by boar is that there's a din of if the Shor HaNizik is Hegdish, your putter, so with respect to all the other Ovis Nezikin, except for Bor, has to be real Hegdish. And by Bor, we say, even Psula HaMikdashim is also considered like Hegdish. So the Pnei Yeshua raised this suffix later in the Masechta, when the Gemara quotes, Rabbah had this suffix. Should I darshan like that? And then Rabbah comes to the conclusion, yes, we darshan Yelo, Misha Meshalo, to the exclusion of Shor Psula HaMikdashim. Where was that Gemara? I already forgot where it is. Where's Rabbah's din? Rashi tells you where it is. Where? Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The boy Rabbah, that's right. Nun Gimel Amud Beis. I'm a boy Rava. Rava had a suffix. Boy Rava shab sam dosh and shenafel the bar. What's the din? So the Gemara says, "Basa the baya had a pashto. He was pashut. He had a suffix, and then he was pashut." So the Pnei Yeshua, not Gemara, raises this issue. When we learned the Taisus in here, so we pointed out, the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, it seems to be a contradiction between the two Taisus and the Taisus on Ardaf Yudam and Aleph. Dibra maschal shehashor is bothered with Akasha on the fourth line. Vim time alam alishar v'lay adam, that a adam who dies in a boar, the boar is not chayiv. Famisas adam, a adam shehuzak b'boar, the boar is balabar is chayiv. But adam shemez b'boar, the balabar is potter. So why do you need a tesis? Why do you need a pasuk shor v'lay adam? Teipaglei that a mace is also b'hanu. That's interesting. Tesis assumes that a mace is also b'hanu as a din deraisa. The Mishlam Melech is not so sure. The Gemara states that a mace is also banua because you learn Gzeres Shabbat. It says, "Va'tamash Miriam atikava sham." Miriam died, so the pasuk uses the word sham. "Va'tamash Miriam atikava sham," and it says, "Bayegla rufa varfu sham is egla banachal." So just like the word sham by egla rufa has the connotation of being also banua, so too the word sham by misas Miriam also has the connotation. It's a little bit flimsy. And then the Gemara says, how do you know Egla Rufa Gufa is Asabano? Who says, because when you bring an Egla Rufa, when you find a Cholot, Kematzi Cholot Ba'adam, and Eretz Yisrael, you find a Jewish dead body, Lo Noda Mihiko, so you have to measure to the closest cities, bring an Egla Rufa, and then the Kohanim from that closest city say, Kabal Yam Chesel She Padis Hashem. They offer a tefillah, Hashem should forgive the Jewish people for this murder, for this act of murder. Chola means that he was murdered. Chola does mean that he's dead. Chol means that he's murdered. So since the Gemara says, since Kapar Ksiv Ba Kikachim, So just like kachim arasa b'ano, so too egla rufa is arasa b'ano. And it says the word sham by egla rufa, and it says but sham by Miriam, so sham sham egla rufa. So the Mishlam Melech writes, he's not so convinced that it's a real drasha gemura d'oraisa. Maybe the whole thing is only an asmachta. He's not so convinced. He quotes the Tosfos, and if you mesichtas, Tosfos assumes a davar pashut, that it makes asa b'ano as a din d'oraisa. Tosfos only has two days, whether seor. Where the Seah Hameis, they quote Gemara Erchen Dav Zayin Aman Aleph, where the Seah Hameis is also Usur, included in the Issa Hanor or not. That's really, if you look there in the Gemara in Erchen, that the Rishonim had two different girsas in the Gemara regarding Seah Hameis. You look in the regular Vilna Shas, they have in the back of orders of, that's called Cheshek Shlomo, Barab Shlomo LeVilna, he was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. So he quotes a Tshuvas HaRashbo that there are clearly two girsas there in the Gemara where the Seah HaMeis is also Ba'anoa Muta Ba'anoa. The Shaila started in the early 1800s when the married women started wearing Shetlin. So the Chassam Sofer was very opposed. He said they should wear it Tichel, they shouldn't wear Shetlin, because when they first started making Shetlin for the married women, they used to shave off the hair from dead bodies of women, non-Jewish people. Jewish people wouldn't do it, but the non-Jews would shave off. If a woman died and she had long hair, if the hair is white or gray, an old lady dies at the age of 95, they're not interested in an old gray shetel. But if a young person dies with nice long hair, with brown long hair, so then they would shave off the hair from the body. So there was a double shayla where the Mesei Akum Arasa Ba'anon, Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says, even Mesei Akum, you're not allowed to get Hanor. That's against the Tosfos. The last three lines in Tosfos, they say, Shor v'le'ad mitzach le'ebed al nanachar, kanu Yisrael, shanaf al-abar, hu shari ba'anon, anachar, meis nachar, is muta ba'anon. So Tosfos writes, because the mocker from Mesei Asa Ba'anon is from Miriam. Miriam was Jewish. Achranim ask, how do you know that a Mesei Asa Ba'anon applies to all Jews? Maybe it only applies to a Navi. Miriam was in Avia. So the answer doesn't make sense. You never find the halacha that distinguishes between a Navi and a non-Navi. Maybe it only applies to women. Why should it only apply to women? It shouldn't apply to men. But the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew, we find a lot of dinim where we distinguish between Jews and non-Jews. So that's why Tosfos is working on the assumption that a Meis Nachri is Mutar Ba'anoa. The later Achranim say that the Vilna Gaon writes there. And you're there. There's so many rayas from the Bavli, from the Gemara, that a Meisei Akum Amuta Bano, rayas from Tanakh. David HaMelech was Mekadesh Bas Shaul with Orlos Plishtim, with the dead bodies of the Plishtim. It has to be a Shove Puta. So you see that it's Muta Bano. If it wouldn't be awesome Bano, it wouldn't be good for Kedusha. Mekadesh with Yisrael Zainim B'Kodeshes. That's a Mishnah. The end of the second parak in Kiddushin. So the Vilna Gaon brings all the rice that may say Akam Amutaba, not like Tosfos. Either Ramos says not so. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach writes that was a chumrah that the Rishonim introduced, that you shouldn't get used to getting an offer from Mesa Yisrael. But Mikra didn't talk to Mesa Akam Amutaba. So that was a double issue that they wrote about when they started making the Shetlin, where the Mesa Akam should be. Observe the chumrah of the Ramah, Meisei Akam Arosa Ba'anoa, and where the Seah Hameis is also Ba'anoa. That depends on the two girsas there in the Gemara in Erechen. One of the girsas there in Erechen seems to assume Seah Hameis of a normal person who dies is Muta Ba'anoa, but if a person was Nigma Dina Lemisa and he dies, then the Seah is also Ba'anoa. Because when the Brisa said that Chayme Bishor Me Bibor Shashor, what is the Gemara saying? Nigmadino Asa Bahano. So maybe Nigmadino Asa Bahano doesn't only apply to a shore, maybe it applies to an Adam also. When you made a Gemardin Lemisa on a person and then you give him the death penalty and now he's dead, so he's Asa Bahano because a Mesa is Asa Bahano. According to Tosfos, it's a Din Deraisa. But he's also Asa Bahano because of the Gemardin. So that'll happen afkamina for the Seor. Meis Asa Ba'anoa, according to the Tosfos Girsa and Erechen, doesn't apply to the Seir, because the Seir is dead matter even while the person is alive, and after he dies the Seir continues to grow. The Seir and the fingernails continue to grow a little bit, not forever, it continues to grow. So the Misa doesn't really affect the Seir and the fingernails as much as it affects the rest of the body. So maybe Seir HaMeis of a normal Meis is Muta Ba'anoa, but Seir Haruge Bezdin, that's according to the one Girsa in the Gemara, that will be Asa Ba'anoa. because Nigmadino Asabano does not apply only to the shor, it applies to human beings as well. It's an interesting girsa, yeah.
So Mishnah Lamela says that the Mea Arilot Klishnim was the Shavet Pruta, the scar of killing them, that he was in Kaddish with.
Okay.
Actual
okay. I think that Biragra has more rayas. That's one of his rayas, the Arilot Klishnim, yeah.
Could you also say that maybe he removed them before he killed them, he captured them, and then he removed the Arlas, and then he killed them?
Could be. Okay. But I think the accepted opinion is like Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote, because the students who go to medical school learn anatomy by dealing with a cadaver. So that's to learn anatomy is a meisis osabano. So we assume the ikra din meisiyakam amuta bahano. And it's only a chumrah. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, since it's a shtikl makam mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. Every one of us is mechuyev to go to medical school to become a doctor, not mechuyev to, but you go to medical school to become a doctor, you're doing a nice thing. It's a shtikl mitzvah, it's a very nice thing. So since it's a shtikl makam mitzvah, so that's why we don't observe that chumrah. We assume it's only a chumrah. We really hold that mace, but you're not allowed to use a Jewish mace. There's some rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael think that the medical students can even use a Jewish cadaver. Well, in Einstein they didn't assume like that. In Einstein the regulation always was that they never allowed the students to use a Jewish dead body, only Mesa Yakum, because we assume that Mesa Yisrael, there are three considerations. First of all, the Mesa Osabano. Secondly, it's Nival HaMes if you cut up the body, and thirdly it's Bitl Mitzvah Skvura. Kovetik Berenim Bayomahu is a mitzvah to be mekabed a meis. So, by meis yakum, there is no isa nivala meis, because the whole mocker for the isa nivala meis is from the pasuk. Kovetik Berenim Bayomahu ki kilos elokim toloi. The pasuk implies that the reason why you have a mitzvah of kvura biyom miso bayomahu bosa yom is because of nivala meis. So it doesn't apply to meis yakum. So there's no isa nivala meis by meis yakum. But by meis yisoy, you have the three prohibitions, three reasons why we don't allow medical students to use a Jewish dead body. So this was a big literature in the early 1800s, Then there's a thesis all over, assumes that mace is also banor min ha-Torah, mace is also banor min ha-Torah. Joseph's thesis has 2 days. What about or ha-mace? Well, the or ha-mace is also included. If you assume mace is also min ha-Torah, maybe it's only Bisar HaMeis, maybe Or HaMeis is only with the Rabban. So that's two opinions. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he thinks maspik that we're machma like Tosfos, that Meis is also banor min ha-Torah. It's enough. The Mishlan Melech raised that possibility. Maybe the whole thing was only an asmachta. Maybe it's not the rest. It says it's enough that we're machma to assume like Tosfos that Meis is the Bisar HaMeis is also banor min ha-Torah. But to go so far, and the 2 days in Tosfos, even to say that the or ha-mes also asma na Torah, he thinks you're not mechuyev to be machmer on that. Then he assumes that the cornea is dino ke-or, is not dino ke-basar. He doesn't explain why he assumes like that, but I remember I told you that I once had over a medical student, a pre-med student, on Shabbos, and I was asking him, so he said, of course, the cornea is the same as or, not the same as basar. Okay, so Moshe was also knowledgeable like the pre-med student. I never heard of this. Okay. And then there's a machloikas. Rabbi Kivegi quotes a machloikas to hold. There's a famous sugya in Sanhedrin. Abai Barabba have a machloikas where the hazmana milsi, hazmana la milsi. Somebody died. So the mace is also ba'ano. So when you put tachrichem on the mace, so that's called mishamshe ha-mace. And mishamshe ha-mace are also also ba'ano. So the Gemara has a machloikas abai Barabba. What if I didn't put the tachrichem on the mace yet? I bought the tachrichim in the store where I made tachrichim after the person died. Kozman is still alive, you can't call it Misham Shameis, but if the person died already and you orig begel ameis, so you kind of tachrichim, so that's a machlokes. Abaye's opinion, we don't pass like Abaye. Abaye's opinion is once you've designated it, once you're mazmin it, Azman and Milsi, it's already called Misham Shameis, and Misham Shameis are already osabano. And we pass like Rabbi that has man alam milsi. It's not called misham shameis till it's mishamish mamish. And the same machlokes would apply. Let's say you have a tefillin zekel. If I don't have a pair of tefillin yet, then I go to the store that buy tefillin zekel for the pair of tefillin that I don't have yet. So the pashtus is that everyone would agree that the tefillin zekel is not yet osa banor. But if I already have a pair of tefillin that has kedusha, and I buy a tefillin zekel or I make a tefillin zekel, and I was mazmin it, I designated, I'm going to put those tefillin in this tefillin zekel, but I didn't put them in yet. So according to Abai, it's already called tashmishi kedusha, even though it's not mishamish yet, it's designated to be mishamish. And according to Rabbi, that's how we paskin. It's not called tashmishi ames until it's not called tashmishi kedusha until it's mishamish mamish, when it's mishamish mamish. So the so Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva where he points to a machlokes achrayim, even on the assumption that ames also banom in a Torah like Tosfos. What about mishamish ames? The tachrichem that the Rosh Manos, is that also minatar? Is that only midirabon? So Moshe assumes that the or hameis, the maximum you can say or hameis is only also midirabon. So the cornea is dina ke or, is not dina ke basar, and if something is only also manos midirabonon, so the makom sakana seved is room to be made. Where did he get that? He borrowed that concept from Hilchos Shabbos. That in Hilchos Shabbos we have different madrigas of how sick the person is. So if a person is a bari with a mechish bi'alma, he's basically healthy, but he has a little ache and a pain. So then you're not allowed to take. Then the chachamim made exer. You're not allowed to take medication, even though there's no malacha involved. But also exer Hashem yishachik samamanim. What if he's already a chodesh she'ein bo sakana? Chodesh she'ein bo sakana means not stand aches and pains. He has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. He can't sleep, he can't eat, he lost his appetite, he can't think, his head is swimming, whatever. A splitting headache. If you have a mild headache, that's called a bari with a mechish bi'alma, so then you're not allowed to take medication. If you have a terrible headache, or you have, let's say, a sinus condition, and he can't function at all, can't function normally, then it's called a cholu she'ein b'sakana. So then the accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch, not everyone agrees, but in Shulchan Aruch it says, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote anybody, doesn't quote those who disagree. Shulchan Aruch says that a chodesh she'ein b'sakana is permitted to take refuah, the Shabbos. The Mishkanes Yankiv has a tshuva. He thinks that it's against the Gemara. He wants to be machmer against the Shulchan Aruch. That only for a chodesh she'ein b'sakana. Chodesh she'ein b'sakana, so you're allowed to do even melachas deraisim. But the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch says that a chodesh she'ein b'sakana is mutter, all the refuahs are mutter, because refuah is only a gzera midirabbana. But we wouldn't be matir, a malocha midirabbana. There's a difference between a gzera midirabbana and a malocha midirabbana. Let's say tiltal mukta, it says in the Magen Avraham quotes from the Issa Behetta, tiltal mukta is mutter b'makam cholu she'en b'sakana. What does it mean? Let's say a goyish doctor comes over on Shabbos and he says the patient needs such and such a medication. He doesn't have a pen. The goy doesn't have a pen. He has a pad. So he says, give me a pen and I'll write the prescription. So I say, doctor, it's my Sabbath. I'm not allowed to handle a pen. So he says, I'm sorry. He's going to walk home. He's not going to give you. I tell him, please go to the drawer and pick up a pen, right? He says, either give me the pen or I'm going home. So if he's such an action, so the Magen Avraham quotes from the Issa Behetta that tiltal mukta is mutter for a chodesh she'ein b'sakana. In order to give the pen to the nochri, that he should write the prescription, I'll be able to go to the drugstore and get the medication. So tiltal mukta is mutter. Why? Because mukta, tiltal mukta is a gzeira, shema yotzi. It's not a malocha, even with the rabbanon. It's a gzeira shema yotzi. Or what else it says, if... Amir l'nachri is mutter b'makom chodesh she'en b'sakana. Amir l'nachri is a gzera. You're not allowed to do amir l'nachri because it may lead you to do the malachis. We can't say it's a malacha midirabban. It's only a gzera midirabban. So it says if you have a chodesh she'en b'sakana and the doctors say he needs a good hot bath, so I can ask the nachri to turn on the hot water. That's amir l'nachri. That's bishul. If I turn on the water myself, that's a malacha deraisa. The chodesh is only ein bo sakana. So I can ask the nachri to turn on the bath. And then the chayla can take the bath. So Rabbi Kevegir asked the kasha, but there's a gzera midirabbanan. You're not allowed to do rechitza b'chamin. You're not permitted to do rechitza b'chamin on Shabbos. So Rabbi Kevegir answers, rechitza b'chamin is only a gzera. It could be quotes from the Beis Yosef. I don't think it's its original. I think he quotes it from the Beis Yosef that since rechitza b'chamin is only a gzera, it's not even a malacha midirabbanan. It's a gzera. So all gzeras are muta for chol l'shem b'sakana. What else is mutter? The Gemara has also the end of Erev, and you have a chodesh she'en b'sakana. he's not well, he can't function well, and if he'll sleep, he'll be able to, he'll get better, he'll regain his health, and he can't fall asleep. So if I'll play slow music, I'll succeed in putting him to sleep. If I play chasana music, he's going to start dancing. But if I play slow music, so I'll put him to sleep. So you don't have a nochri to play the music. So the Gemara says, you're permitted to play the music in order to put the chayla to sleep. Why? Because playing music is on the gzeres shami yisak and klishir. It's not even a malachim in the rabbanon. So all the gzeres are muta for chayla shem yisakon. But you don't allow malachas the rabbanon. You would not be matir 2 days and days, but that's the way we paskan. So, but if it's a sakonas aver, if there's a concern of loss of a limb, then we even allow malachas midirabon. So that's what Moshe Feinstein says, that you can take a cornea from a dead body, you have to take it while the person is still alive. The other organs, the heart transplant and the lungs, that you have to take while the person is still alive. If you wait till he dies, that's useless. So the heart is dead and the lungs are dead. But the cornea will still be useful even if he's already dead. So Ramosha is makel to take the cornea because you're giving it to a person whose eye isn't functioning. So it's like sakana saber. His aver doesn't function. So that's like sakana saber. It would be mater even though it's like a melochem of the rabbon. Yeah.
What's a good example of a malacha by Shabbos?
That's a question. When is it a malacha of the rabbanon? So Tosfos gives an example. Let's say milking a cow is also because of disha. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. There are different opinions. What's the malacha involved in milking a cow? Some of the Acharonim write kradosha bei rabim. So others write that's a machlekes, whether it's disha or not. Dosha bei rabim means it's an expression, means it's been, the topic has been exhausted. It's been written a lot about. So the Rashi says that that milking a cow is disha. You're separating the milk from the cow. So the Tosfos asks on Rashi, so then milking a cow is only midi rabbanon, because we paskan ein disha le gidule karka. So the cow is not gidule karka. So that's one opinion, Taka, that milking a cow is only awesome midi rabbanon. There's a machlokes hatanaim whether ain disha ele be gedule karka. We paskin disha derais is only gedule karka. So disha, it'll only be disha mid rabbanon. So Tyson says, so the Gemara says, if a person is a chayla she'ein bo sakona, we would allow him to drink the milk directly from the cow. Put his mouth on the udders of the cow and drink the milk directly because he's doing a malocha yidei shinui. So Tyson says, why does he have to stand on his head to do Ayyidei Shin? It's anyway only Midirabbanan. So this leads Tosfos to believe that milking a cow must be an Issa Deraisa, and you have to do it Ayyidei Shin. And then Tosfos suggests maybe there's a difference. Maybe a Choy L'Shem B'Sakana is only permitted to violate the Gzeira. He's not permitted to violate a Malacha Midirabbanan. So milking a cow the normal way will be a malacha midirabbanan. It's not deraisa because minatara indisha the bigadule karka, but it'll be a malacha midirabbanan. But if you do aleidei shinui, so you're lacking malachas machsheves. So by definition, it's not even a malacha. It's not even a malacha midirabbanan. It's only a gzeir. That's a question. Let's say you do a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. That's also, we assume it's muta minatara, it's also midirabbanan. So that's a diun in poskim. Malacha shein tzvicha legufa is not called a malacha at all minatara. It's only a gzeir midirabbanan. Or no, maybe it's a malacha midirabbanan. If you do aydei shinui, the pashta says that that it's not even a malacha midirabbanan, it's only a gzeira.
In the case of playing the music when someone's trying to go to sleep, if there's a goy there, then the Jew's not allowed to do it?
Yeah, the pashta, if you can get a goy, so you make it into a shvuz de shvuz, so that's a better heta.
That makes it the chuyah and not butcher to do something for a chol shein bo sakana?
Probably. I think so. Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, that's a big machlokes, whether it's Chuyah Hutra. But Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana is probably only the Chuyah. I think the Meiri says like that. The Poskim quote the Meiri on the Av Chav Tes. And Masech HaShabbos says that whenever, if the heterim for Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana are only if you can move him to a different bedroom, and he won't have the whole problem. The problem is only in this bedroom. So if you move to another bedroom, then you should do that. He assumes that it's only duchuya. Yeah. The Acharonim quote that Miri. I didn't. I didn't discover it on my own. So this is an important taisa, not so important for Baba Kama. It's important for cornea transplants. It's important for other dinim. Whether a mace also manos is an isa derais and isa rabbana, whether say a mace, whether may say akum. It's a very important topic. It has very little to do with Baba Kama. Anyway, so Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that those two svaris in the Bnei Yeshua seem to be a contradiction in taisus. Our Tosfos assumes that an Odom Meis, Odom is not Hegdish, a dead body is also Bal Nomen HaTorah, so it's Eira Meis Shalom. So our Tosfos seems to assume that the nature of the Drasha, Misha Meis Shalom, Yotza, Shepsula Mekdashim, because it's also Bal Nomen, as opposed to the Tosfos on Daf Vav Amid Beis, going over to Zayin Amid Aleph. So Tosfos is working on the same question that Rashi discusses there, the bottom of Vav Amid Beis. How did the Gemara know that whenever you masik hekdesh, you put them? So Tosfos says, well, we have three psukim, and you put all the three psukim together, and that's what you come up with. So the one pasuk is by Adam, it says, Ishki yechol prat lamazik. It doesn't say in Chumash, it says, Ishki yechol, when someone eats hekdesh, so you have to pay kerem chumash, so that's only, and you have to bring Hashem me'ilos, yemol behekdesh. So we darshan kiyachol pratla mazik. Matzah hegdish, you don't pay. One could have interpreted pratla mazik that you don't pay chaymish, but the kevin you do pay. But once you have the other two psukim, then it sheds light on this drushan that kiyachol pratla mazik means you're not even chayv to pay the kevin. Not only I put it from chaymish, you're not even chayv kevin. Then you have the pasik kiyachol sharish or shoreyehu, that's by shor. That by Karen, that Karen is pate if it's Sharia pate l'shoshal hegdush. Then you have the third pasuk is psula hamigdashim by bor. So that unique twist that even psula hamigdashim is also dina kehegdush. That's unique to bor. The other shor and mave and hever, we wouldn't have psula hamigdashim is dina kehegdush, but by bor is dina kehegdush. So Tais says you have three psukim that indicate. So the Taisus on Zainam and Aleph seems to be assuming that the p'tur of psula hamigdash mishenof of a bor is because it's hegdish, so it shouldn't make a difference whether who's up on mace. Now Shani came to Tosfos at Yudah Menal of our Tosfos to a maskal shashor. Tosfos said it doesn't have to be hegdish. Odom shemeis is also bar noam. So a bor is pata from paying by odom shemeis because misha meis shalom. Yotze says Shani meis shalom. So that's a contradiction in Tosfos. Those were the two pstodim in the sophic of the Pnei Yeshua. So the Gemara is just discussing, it's really a repeat of what we had on Hayamid base, that Lahil Chaseyam, that each one of the Ovis Nezikin has a quirk of a unique tour. And Bor has the quirk that is Potter on Psula HaMikdosh. Yeah. Then he more points out, Lichicha Nira B'sichsecho Avonov, that Shor is not only, Eish is not only Chayib on Dobah HaRoyla, even a Dobah Shena Roila. So what's Dobah HaRoyla, what's Dobah Shena Roila? So first the Gemara thought, first the Gemara thought that Dobah Shena Roila is Tomun. That's what it means. Dobah Shena Roila means Tomun. One possibility. Then the Gemara says, no, Dobah Shena Roila means Dobah Roila means wood. Wood normally catches flame. It burns. Dobah Shena Roila is Lichacha Niro, the Sichsecho Avonov. The person plowed his field, and then the next neighbor made a fire, who was negligent. And the near means the field that was just plowed. So because there was a flame dancing around, the flame was dancing all over here, so it ruined the earth, and you have to plow it all over again, or you have to wait a couple of years till it's going to be roy to plant anything over there. So that's lichachanira, that's an unusual hezek. A normal hezek of Eish is that it burns paper, it burns books, or it burns wood. And if it burns a field, the fellow has a stone house, a stone building. So fire usually doesn't catch flame, but it ruins the appearance on the outside, so it doesn't look so good. So that's Dabash Enevayla. That's a chiddush, that Eish is chayv on lichachanira b'sichsecho avonav. And Bor is not chayiv. What do you mean? Bor is not chayiv on lichachanir v'sichsecha avarav. What does that mean? So Rashi, Tosfos points out, Rashi seems to have understood, because bor doesn't move. So bor can never be mazik karka, mechubel karka. Can only, if something falls into the bor. Manafal shamashara hamor, an animal that walks. But karka, how can a bor be mazik karka? It's not shaykh. The Tosis finds that Rashi very difficult. The Gemara is listing off chumras that Eish has that bor doesn't have. That's not a chumra that Eish has that bor doesn't have. That's the chumra. Eish is holach mazik, and bor is not holach mazik. So mele, a bor can't be mazik karka mechuba the karka. It's a chumra that doesn't fit. Koshet perushai, Tosis says. So Tosis learns a different shot, that it's not regilus. It's an irregular form of hezek that the eish can cause. And a boar, if it causes an irregular hezek, you don't have to pay. Where do you see that? The nafal shamashor hamor only, and the shor dies vameis. So the bala boar is chayv only if it's a boar yud. If it's a boar test, you're not chayv on misas abor, we're only chayv on the zoken. Why? No animal can die in a boar test. The answer is no, it's not regilus. It's irregular. So the reason why the Torah says, interesting what Tosfos says, the reason why, not that it's impossible, it's anoinus, rachmanapat, not impossible, it's not regilus. So bor is potter if it's not a regilus, and esh is chayv even though it's not a regilus. Interesting. Tosfos pshat sounds better than Rashi. Rashi is so litigal. That's the chumre. That Eish is halacha mazik and bor is not halacha mazik. That was mentioned in the Brice. Good enough. So these were the chumres, the milos, yeah.
The Rashi on Gimel Rav says that bor is just potter because it didn't die because of the low machmas of bor meis, the aim of the
Rehamis.
That's against the Tosfos here.
Rashi is against Tosfos. Rashi did not learn like Tosfos on Yudim Aram. But the Poshim Pshat, we always assume like Rashi, I think. But the Bor test is Ein Mokdei L'Homis. So it's like an Oynes. Like an Oynes. And Tosfos has a twist. That it's Ein Regilus L'Homis B'Pachas Miyud. And the Bor is Potter if it's Ein Bor Regilus. Wow. Quite a Chiddush, the way Tosfos learns. Then the Gemara goes on the next phrase in the Mishnah. Shaita b'miktzas niska chavta b'shom nushtei ke'ech shakol niska. Even though I'm only responsible for part of the hezek, I didn't really cause the whole hezek, but the bezdin will make me pay for all of the damages. Tana rabbanan. What case? Ketzat. What's the case? Ketzat. So the Gemara quotes a machlokes Rebbe and Achachamim. The Rishon dug a bortes. So it's only going to accomplish Nezikin. Sheni comes and he digs an extra tefach. So if a shor b'chamor falls in and it dies, so only the Sheni will be chayv. The Rishon will not be chayv because he only made a bortes that's not able to make misa. But then what if a shor b'chamor falls in and it's huzak? So the shor b'chamor could have been huzak with the bortes as well. You didn't need a bor yud. So that's a machlekes Rebbe and Achacham. So Rebbe's opinion is that they both have to pay. The achran lemisa, achar shneim lenezikin, and the chachamim say no, and we don't paskin like Rebbe. We don't paskin like Rebbe. Rebbe was the editor of the Mishnayos, and he edited the Mishnayos in such a way that he should be alluding to this din against his opinion, because he was honest. He knew that his opinion was not accepted. You have a few other Mishnayos like that where they point out the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin is like that. It says Din in the moment. It says Bishloisha. Then the Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Rabbi Yoimer Bechamisha. Rabbi's opinion is Bechamisha. So on the bottom of the Tosefta, you have the commentary that's called Chasdei David. Do they have it here also? Probably. I think he wrote on all the Toseftas. David Pardo. He's a Sephardi. Yeah, he has on all of the Toseftas. So he quotes from the Sefer Krisus. And the Rash Mikinam, one of the Bali Atosfos, how can the Mishnah be the like Rebbe? Rebbe's the one who edited the Mishnahs. So he says the Rebbe knew his opinion was not accepted. So he was honest that he didn't push his opinion into the Mishnah. He left it out because it's not La Halacha. Oh, it's not the Chasdei David there. One of the other Mefarshim quotes it. Okay, good. Very good. Okay. Yeah, so that's the first suggestion, that the Mishnah goes the Loike Rebbe, or perhaps the Mishnah goes Lemisa. The Dibi Akol, so it's Bein LeRebbe, Bein LeRabbanan, that the shor fell in and lost its knife, it died, so only the Sheni pays. Then the Gemara says, maybe there's another case. What can be another case? Oh, Hodetanya, the third line from the top of Yudam and Beis. The Gemara gives another case. There's a sapsal, and five people are sitting, and it didn't break. And the sixth person sits on the sapsal, and it breaks. Only the Achman is five. The first five don't pay. So the Gemara doesn't understand. Why shouldn't all of them pay? They see that they realize that the bench is not sturdy enough to hold six people, so the sixth person was stupid enough to sit down, so the other five should jump up. They should walk away. The fact that they continue to stay there, why shouldn't they all be held responsible? So the Gemara answers. Lo tzricha de behari de samach behu tovar. He's leaning on them, and he's gigantic, and he doesn't let them get up. He blocks the way. He doesn't let them get up. So it's an automatic masik ayidei by leaning. So what's the chiddush? Pshita. A man leans on a bench and he breaks it. The Gemara says, "Ma'ud teima." One might have mistakenly thought, "Koch la kaguf adami kamash malon, koch et kaguf adami." So Rabbi Kedega refers you to the Gemara Yud Zayin on the base. Gemara Yud Zayin on the base, we learned already. Gemara raises the question: how do you understand the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, or whatever you'll call it, the halacha of tzuris? Tzuris is that the animal is mazik begufo, he pay nezik shalom, minu aliyah. That's shen v'regel. If the animal is mazik, ayde kocho, then we call it tzuris, and the Baal HaBeimet pays only chatzi nezik minu aliyah. So how do you understand the nature of that din? Is it mikra din kocha kugufa domi? So the Baal HaBeimet should have really been held responsible to pay nezik shalom, but the Torah gives you a break, you only pay chatzi nezik, and maybe I should say fakir. Mikra din kocha lav kugufa domi, the Baal HaBeimet shouldn't be held responsible to pay anything, and the chatzi nezik that he pays, that's a chiddush. And it should really be a knas. So we assume chatzi nezik of tzuris is mammon. So that's what the Gemara says. Basa de bayo hoda pashta. Rava raised the question, the same as we just had now on Nun Gimel on Beis. Rava Gemara said, basa de bayo hoda pashta. Here also the Gemara says, basa de bayo hoda pashta. They really kochet kigufa mikir edin. The Baal HaBeim should be held responsible to pay the whole nezik sholem. And it's a kula that the halacha gives, that he only has to pay chatzi nezik, and that's why it's mammon. Chatzi nezik that he pays the mammon. So that's what the Rabbi Kevega has been saying over here. Kamash malan, that kercha is kegufay dami. The Gemara says, why? Kamash malan, the kercha anardaf, on Yudam and Beis, kamash malan, the kercha kegufay dami, the kolhecha, the gufa tovar, kercha nami tovar. If the person would sit down on the bench and he would break it, kolhecha, the gufa tovar, so what do you mean he breaks it? He breaks it because of kochai, not because gufai, because there's a force over here. So even if you have the koch without the guf, also kochai guf domi. Kalaichai the guf atav, kochai nami tova. What does the Gemara throw in that it has to be talking about Papa Barabba? Papa Barabba was obese. Why does it have to be Papa Barabba? What's the significance? So that's Tosfos happens to be printed at Amud Aleph. It really says Shaych Lamed Beis. That's a machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashbam is the older of the two brothers, Rabbeinu Tam was the younger. So the Rashbam is to learn Chavrusa with Rashi. That's how the Rashbam always follows Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam was a little baby when Rashi died, so that's why he feels free very often to disagree with Rashi. He wore tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam wore tefillin the Rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam changed the whole tefillin, changed everything, changed the whole world. A lot of changes. So the Rashbam has a chiddush that if people are sitting on a bench and they have permission to sit on the bench, let's say a person has a bench in the chotzer And it's understood that everybody has the right to sit on the bench. Not only they can sit and their guests. All the people who live in the chotzer can sit. So that's like a she'ela. It belongs to me, and I give everybody permission to use it. So the din is that a shoyel is chayv b'yonsin, but he's potter on meisa machmas malach. The only thing is potter, meisa machmas malach. So if people sit on a bench and they had permission, it's assumed that it was permissible to sit on a bench, and then the bench breaks because it can't take the weight, the koyach. So then they should all be potter because of meisa machmas malach. So that's why the Gemara said it must be an obese person, very fat person, that self-understood that the bench is not sho'ol to them. The stam b'nei adam hu sho'ol, l'chola bom yeyla v'leisha v'leah, but not to an obese person. So that's why there is no p'tura meisa machmas malocha, and the din is that he's an adam amazik, and he has to pay. But if he would have not been obese, then everybody would have been potter. But then Tosis quotes that there was a Maisu Shahoy, there was an incident that an Almona had such a bench. And a lot of people sat on the bench. It was a Sapsalecha Shal Almona, Vishibru Rabbein Azriel, Chiev Lishalem, Rabbein Azriel, how do you do have to pay? Why don't you say that it's Mesa Machmas Malocha? It's self understood, everybody has a right to use this. Apparently, he's of the opinion. There's a difference. You get the impression it's a fundamental machlokes here. This ptura meis machmas malacha, maybe it only applies if I have a kinyan sheila. You gave it over to me, and I have the right to use it for a minimum amount of time. Let's say I have a date and I need a car, so you lend me your automobile. So I drive away, and then you call me back. You need the automobile. You don't want me to use the automobile. So it was. Once I did the she'elo, once I drew, I made a kinyan. The shul makes a kinyan, so I have a right to use it for the whole date. It's understood. I'm going to give it back. I'm going to park it in the parking lot by 2 o'clock in the morning. You're going to be getting it back because you need it in the morning. I can't keep it for a week, and you can't ask for it back because the she'el has this, in a certain sense, as a kinyan she'el, he has a right to use it. The she'el and the secher, if they make a kinyan, so they have a right to use it till the sof hazman.
The mashal can't, doesn't he have until he does the first malacha, that's what he said, kiddushi, like bikaba? Only once the shoel is bikaba with the axe can the mashal no longer ask for it back, but before then he could ask for it back?
That is a big discussion. Rav Moshe Feinstein was fond of saying over Aritvo in the end above Metziah that min haTorah there's no kinyan that you can make. But the Gemara says kishem shetikna mishicha b'sham kach tikna mishicha kishem shetikna mishicha b'lukuches kach tikna mishicha b'shamim. That's a Gemara later in Perek Meruga. So the Pasha Pshat Gemara is that it's a kinyan midirabbanan. Once you make a mishicha, the shul made a kinyan rabban. On the level of the Raisa, Rav Moshe quoted this ritva that there's no way to make this. The ritva in Kiddushin also has the same. That min haTorah there's no way to make a kinyan. And sometimes it say tchilas hamelacha. Yeah. Either tchilas hamelacha or meshicha. Okay. Either one or the other.
Rabbi said that for Papa Barab, according to the Rashbam, he's not allowed to have the tchilas samachas malacha because he's overweight.
Yeah.
Tosfos says it's not even shol to him at all. That's what Rebbe means. That
yeah, he has not.
Not even shol to him at all.
Right. But to the other people, it would be Mesa Machmas Malacha. Whoever has a right to use it has a din of a shol. And a shol is potter on Mesa Machmas Malacha. And the Rabbein Azriel holds, just because the people have a right to use it, but they didn't make a kinyan. They didn't make a kinyan lizman that for a certain amount of time the mashal has to let me use it. Let's say the safsal belongs to an almana. And I'm sitting there in this afsol, and then the almana asks, she's tired, she wants to sit down. I say, no, I'm sitting on this afsol. So she has no right to kick me off. I never made a kinyan with her that I should have the right to use this afsol for an hour. So it's her afsol. So kolzman, she's not moiches, so I have a right to use it. It's understood, she gave permission. But I don't have kinyan ishel. So apparently the Rabbein Azriel, the Rabbein Atam, they disagree with the Rajman. They seem to hold that the only time Mishoel is potter, if he uses a shoyl and make kinyonim on it, lizman kotzuf, then he's potter. That's a shot. If you hold like that ritva, that the Minat Torah, there's no kinyanim at all. There's no kinyanim at all. On that the, to prevent the mashal from backing out. So then there'll never be a din of Mesa Machmas Malach, because no Shoel has a kinyan. It's only tikna kit. Kishem she tikna Mashiach belukuchas, kach tikna Mashiach b'shomer. So the whole takana of Mashiach is only with the Rabbanan. We pass on Dvar Torah Moes Koines. So Mashiach is only kind of with the Rabbanan. So that's why the Gemara is Eloshim. Kederch she tikna Mashiach belukuchas, Mashiach is only kind of with the Rabbanan. And Dvar Torah you're only kind of with Yad and Chotzer. And Mashiach and Agbo are only kinyan and midirabban. And probably Tchilas Malocha also. So the Ritva holds that there's never any kinyan minatar. So he's not going to hold like this. Not going to hold like this, Rabbeinu Azriel, that you only put the Mesa Machus Malocha if you have kinyan. Mesa Machus Malocha is a din deraisa. So it's never going to apply. So according to Rabbi Natan, why did they mention something about Papa Baraba? What was that necessary? No, because the Gemara is going to explain that he's leaning, there are five people sitting on a bench, and he leans over all of them in such a way he prevents everybody from getting up. So it must be he's a big fat guy. So he's very obese, and he prevents everybody from getting up. If he's not Papa Baraba, the case is impossible. It cannot be that he prevents everybody from getting up. But the Rashbam gave his tam. That if he's a Papa Barabo, he has no right to use the bench at all. He's a Shal Shalomidas. He has no right to use it. Fascinating Gemara. Then Gemara has commenting on the Loshan HaMishnah, Chavti B'Tashlumei Niskai. What does it say, Chavti B'Tashlumei? Say, Chavti B'Niskai. Oh, Tashlumei teaches me you only have to pay the differential. How much someone was telling me that he was driving out of there before Shachris, he had to take his car out of the parking lot. So there was another car that was wasn't parked properly, that was sticking out a little bit. So he scratched the other car slightly. I didn't see it. He claims that he scratched it slightly. He says he didn't make a dent. He thinks that he just scraped off a little paint. So what's the din? How much do you have to pay? So the Gemara says you have to assess how much would it was a used car, and there were a lot of scratches and a lot of dents on it anyway. So how much would the car sell for before he scratched it, and how much would the car sell for after he scratched it? So that's how much you have to pay the differential. Probably there's no differential. Probably you don't have to pay anything. There's no differential. It costs the same before and after. So you don't pay a thing over there. So that's the din. That's the din. That's what the Gemara learns out. That's the Gemara's medayik from the word tashlume. Tashlume means to make up the differential between how much was it worth kamu shava limka before, kamu shava limka afterwards. That's how you assess the value of anything. Kamu shava limka bashuk. So kamu shava limka before the hezek, kamu shava limka after the hezek. And there is no chiv to replace the thing. Even though it says shor tachas hashor, it does mean you give shor tachas hashor. The dead shor belongs to the nizik, and the mazik, the one who's responsible for the ezik, the odama mazik or the behemoth mazik, whatever, only has to pay the differential. So each one of the amoraim has a different pasuk, and the Gemara explains maybe it could be that you need all the three psukim. It's not that each one quoted a different pasuk to come up with the same maskana. Maybe I need to cover all the cases. So the Gemara finally says, under all cases, that's. In all cases of hezek, that's the din. You only have to pay the difference. How much was it worth before the hezek? How much is it worth now? And you subtract, and you pay the difference. Very often, there'll be no difference. So then the Gemara asks the kasha, what do you need a pasuk to say, v'amesia lo lenizik, even if the dead shor, even if the mazik would be held responsible to pay shor tachas hashor, and the Memela, the Mazik, has the right to take the dead animal, but he can give the dead animal to the Nizik as payment, as partial payment. So what do you need a Pasuk HaMesia Lo? That you only mechuyev in the first place to pay the differential, and the dead body belongs to the Nizik, even if it wouldn't be so. I can give him Yashal L'Rabba Shav HaKesav Afilu Subin. I can use it to pay. So the Gemara says, No, La Nitzach Ela L'Pchas Nevela. Once the Nizik is aware that his animal was gored, and it's dead, and it's muta b'chama, and it's going to be decomposing, and it's going to start to smell. So once he knows that his animal is dead, he should sell it right away. He shouldn't wait. If he's going to wait, it's going to depreciate in value. Then he's going to tell her that the mazik has to pay more money because kind of the turach kvira bay. That's not so. You don't say kind of the turach kvira bay. You only apply that kozman the nizik was not aware of the hezik. But once he knows of it, then he's able to sell it or put it in a freezer or do something to prevent the dead body from decomposing and deteriorating and getting less depreciating in value. So then that's the end of the hezik and the mazik. Then the pchas nevela is le nizik. He has to suffer pchas nevela de nizik. Gemara suggests maybe I should say that this topic, whether pchas nevela de nizik, is a machlokes hatanoim, because we have a brisa that's very unclear what they're fighting about. Gemara says no, they don't think so. Gemara says loy de kuli amba de nizik as machlokes the torach nevela. Fine. What did the brisa say? Torfi v'yehu eid hatreifa lo yishalein. What is that talking about? So Rashi says, the top Rashi on Yud Aleph and Aleph, it's talking about the Shem Zohar. Shem Zohar is only chayv in pshi and grei v'aveda. He's potter on onsen. So let's say the mafkid comes and he says, I want back my shor. You're watching my shor. And he says, sorry, an oinus occurred. So that's it. So we take his word for it. The Shema says, an oinus come, take his word. So the Pasuk says, Shuos Hashem ti ben shneim. He has to swear, Mlo shalach yad ben melech esreye. He has to swear, Shalo shalach yad. Why does he have to swear, Shalo shalach yad? Because if he was shalach bo yad, nasa olo gazlon. So then, even if it is true that an oinus occurred, but a gazlon, if once you shalach yad nasol of gazlon, so gazlon is chayv in onsen. So he has to swear shalosh shalachti boyad, I didn't become a gazlon. Then he also has to swear shalot pashaiti. Why does he have to swear shalot pashaiti? Because if it would be tchilos of a pshia v'soifa ba'oinus, he tainas that it was an oinus. So he says, but if he first was pashaya and then an oinus occurred, has to be a connection between the pshia and the oinus. Let's say the Gemara in Bava Metzia gives examples. I rented an animal and they warned me in advance, don't go on this highway because it's usually slippery there, because there's a overflow from the river, usually there's flooding and the animal may slip and it may get killed. So I didn't listen to the instructions. I was poshea. I went on that highway, but the animal did not slip because of there was no water, or there was water and the animal didn't slip. But what happened was that there were gangsters on that highway, and they stole the animal, let's say. So Shamachinim is only chayiv in pshia, is not chayiv in geneva. But over here is tchilosa b'pshia b'sofa b'sofa b'geneva. So then the gangsters were only here. They weren't stealing any animals on the other highway. They weren't stealing animals on this highway. So even though it's the Shamachinim is potter on geneva, let's say a different oinus occurred. The animal was struck by lightning, but the lightning didn't hit on the other highway. The lightning hit over here. So even if he's a shamisach and he's potter on onsen, but the oinus occurred, that's called chilas of pshia v'sofa b'oinus. The oinus is connected with the pshia. If he would have gone on the other highway, there was no lightning over there. There was only lightning on this highway. So then the oinus wouldn't have occurred. So then the din is tchilos b'pshir b'sofa b'gneiva by the shamachinim, or tchilos b'pshir b'sofa b'oinus by the shamasachar. So the din is that you do have to pay. So that's why the shomer sachar, let's say, is not just, but he can't just say an oinus occurred and the animal is dead and I can't give it back and I'm shamasachar and patanon. He has to swear shvo shalot pashaiti. If it would have been tchilas v'pshiyev sofa b'oinus, it would be chayev. So his taina that it was oinus wouldn't help him. And if it would have been shalech b'yad, nasol of gazlon, and a gazlon is chayev b'yonson. He has to swear that too. So the Gemara says, mashbiyin osu, the Gemara Baba Metzia has a losha, mashbiyin osu, shalda shvus. He swears shvus she'ene b'shusai, shvus shalosh alachta b'yad, and shvus shalot pashayti bo. What's the shvus she'ene b'shusai? What does that mean? So the Nesiva says, Pasha Pshah, Shvur Sheinu B'Shusai. That's the main Shvur. The Shomer Chinam swears that it was a Gneva. or the Shamasacha swear, and the Shamachin is Patangeneva. He says the pirates came and they stole. Or the Shamasacha says that it was an oinus. Shamasacha is Chayva Geneva Aveda, but it's Patangan. So he says it was an oinus. So when the Gemara calls the Shvoshaina Bishusai, it doesn't mean Shvoshaina Bishusai, I'm telling the truth, I'm not telling a lie. He's going to say an oinus occurred and the animal is dead. Maybe he still has the animal. So earlier Achrayna misunderstood the Gemara. They thought Shvur Sheina B'Shusai, he has to swear that I don't have the animal. You don't have to say I don't have the animal. You swear that an oinus occurred and I'm potter. You swear that a gneva occurred. I'm only a shamachinim. I'm potter a gneva. So the Shvur Sheina B'Shusai means the tainus ptur that he has. He's a shamachinim. He says it was nigdavoy. Shamasochin says nenso. So he has to swear to that. Then the other two, he swears in addition. Shalom pashayte v'shalom shalachte boya. So the other two, that's a big machloikis in Taisvis, in the first perik in Bava Metzia, it's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Many Rishonim are of the opinion that the Ikar Shvua really only is Shvua Sheina B'Shusai. The Shema has to swear, the animal is dead, I can't return the animal. The mafkin comes in and says, Hechem Pigdoni, where's my behemoth? So I say, the animal is dead, I can't give it back because an oinus occurred, or because a gneva occurred. So that's the real shvua deraisa. Then, as a gilgal shvua, once he has to swear that, so you also make him swear shalom poshaiti bo in advance. If he would be chilas v'pshia, the sofer bo oinus, it would have been chayv. So he says shalom shalom poshaiti v'shalom shalachte bo yad. But there's really no raglaim ledover to make him swear shalom poshaiti v'shalom shalachte yad. That's not a chiyuv shvua. That's only b'teres gilgal shvua. That's only b'teres gilgal shvua. So what happens? Let's say if you have witnesses that testify, we saw the animal was struck by lightning. So he doesn't have to swear the animal was struck by lightning. You have two witnesses say it was terrible. The animal was killed by lightning. Or there are witnesses who testify that the guy of them stole it. So he doesn't have to swear sheni b'shusi. So the only time you make him swear a gilgal shvua is if he swears the first shvua. She'ena b'shusi, he swears nenso, he swears nignevo. So then, once he swears that, the Rambam has an expression, you tell him to include a statement in his shvua on the other issue also, shalom poshayte b'shalom shalachte bayad. But if he brings two witnesses to testify that it was nignevo, two witnesses testify that it was hit by lightning, then he doesn't have to swear that shvua. So then there won't be any gilgal shvua. He can't be megalgal unless he's going to swear lemaisa. So many Rishonim hold that the only ikar shvua, some hold all three are ikar shvua. Many Rishonim hold the only ikar shvua is shalena b'shusi. He swears nenso, hanignevo, whatever. And the other two shvua says only a gilgal shvua. And then there's a third shita, compromise shita, that shvua shalo poshaiti is an ikar shvua. Shvua shalo shlachte bayad, that's only b'teres gilgal. Why shalom pashaiti? Because that's the fundamental basis of every idea of a shomer. Shomer is supposed to be mishamer, the object. He shouldn't be posheya. So he has to give a report to the mafkid, to the bala apikodin. He has to give him a report that shalom pashaiti. He has to swear shalom pashaiti. The Gemara raises a question in Bob Metzi and Perek HaMaf. The Gemara raises a question. Why did the shomer have to swear at all? The mafkid wasn't there. The mafkid doesn't know what happened. And the Shema says, I was there and this is what happened. It was nensa or it was nignevo. So the mafkid has a tiny Shema, maybe a lie. And the Shema has a tiny bari. So it's a bari v'shema lahachzik. The Shema has a tiny bari. I know I'm potter because it was an oinus. Or I'm a shemachinim. I know I'm potter because it was a geneva. And the mafkid says, maybe a lie. Wait a minute, maybe a lie. What's the din Torah? I'm muchzak on the money, and I say bevadai I'm potter from paying. You say maybe a lie, maybe a chayim. So the Gemara says there really is no din Torah over here. With the hands down, the shomer should win. He really shouldn't have to swear. It's not a shvua like there are three shvuas deraisa. There's might have been mixed and shvua said echad and shvua said shomer. So might have been mixed and shvua said echad. There's a raglaim ledover there. There's a sichzach between the Taveya and the Nitva, and we don't believe the Nitva unless he swears, but over here we really should believe the Shema. So the Gemara has a lashon, Shvua Zilke de Lahafiz Daito Shabbalabais. The Shavuos Hashem that he has to swear really is not the same. It's not because the Taveh has a Taina Chashuva. Tosis explains in Rav Chiya Kamaisa that the whole basis in the beginning of Bar Mitzvah, the whole basis of Shavuos Deraisa by Erechot and by Moedim Mikzas, is that the Taveh has a Taina Chashuva. Here the Taveh, the Mafkid, does not have a Taina Chashuva. The Shoima has a Taina Chashuva. He has a Taina's Bari and he's Muchzik on the money. He should really win. But it's implicit in the Kabbalah Sashmira. It's self-understood as if he agreed in advance that if I will not give you back the pikadon and I'll claim that something went wrong, it's as if he accepted upon himself the achrayas to swear, to give a report to the mafkid by swearing to him that it's true, because the mafkid is going to feel uncomfortable. I gave my behemoth to watch and he doesn't have it now and he's not even swearing. Maybe he's walking off with my behemoth. Maybe he's telling a lie. Maybe he's not being honest. So Shvul Zuk Deil Hafiz Daito Shabbal Abayis. So some Achrayim hold that P'toch Shein Yochel Yishav and Mishalim shouldn't apply by Shvuos Hashomer. That's a discussion in Shach and Choshe Mishpat. He quotes those Rishonim and say like that because it's a different, it's a weaker kind of a Shvul. It's a different kind of a Shvul. So what does the Gemara say? How does the Pasuk read? M'tarif Yitarif Yivyehu Eid Hatrefa Lo Yishalim. If he's a Shama Zachar, then it's only Chayv and Ganev Aveda, but it's not Chayv and Unsen. And Mitarif, Mitarif means it was ripped apart. He gave me a little sheep. It was ripped apart by a big tiger, by a big lion, by a big coyote or something. A big animal ripped apart this little animal. And Mitarif, Mitarif, so that's Oynes. So the Shama Zachar is not Chayv and Unsen. Yivyehu Eid, let him bring witnesses, but he doesn't have to, Hatrefa Lo Yisham doesn't have to pay for Oynes. So the Shita Mekubetzes points out that the Gemara has an idea on the first daf in Masech HaSoito. That's a binyan av. One of the Yud Gimel Mirash HaTorah Nidrash HaSbem is a binyan av. Binyan av means if in one place in Chumash the word has a certain connotation, we assume that the Chumash was written in the same, the whole Chumash, the entire Chumash was written by one author, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who dictated it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was written with the same usage. The words have the same meaning wherever they appear. So if the word ever appears, the word aid appears in one place, so whenever it says aid echod layana benefesh lamus, it says aid echod. Whenever it says aid, we assume it's a pair of aidim, a pair of witnesses, unless it says beferish aid echod. So here it says yivyehu aid atrefa lo yishalem. Let the Shamasach bring two witnesses who will testify that it was Torf Hitorif, that the Pikodin, that the behemoth that he was a Shemer on was ripped apart, that it was an Aynes, and then he doesn't have to pay. So the Shita Mekubetzes quotes the Taisvei HaRosh. I don't sit and read all the Shita Mekubetzes, but this one is discussed by the Beis HaLevi. He sat and he read all the Shita Mekubetzes. He did the work for us. So the Beis HaLevi quotes the Shita on Ardaf. It says Yiviyehu Eid has the connotation of Yavi Eidim Shenitra Fabion. It sounds like you need two witnesses to testify that it was anointed. So he's bothered with Akasha on the first daf in Bob Metzia. The opening Mishnah talks about Shnai Mochsa Metalas. What's this? Zemekula Shalib, Zemekula Shalib. What's the story? So the Gemara says each one claims I bought it from the merchant. Merchant only had one talus left. He had 100 talis and he sold 99. So Reuben and Shimon come to the store. They both wanted to buy the same talis. So they both, the Gemara says, they both paid money to the Mecher, and the Mecher only agreed to sell it to one of them. So Reuben says he agreed to sell it to me. Shimon says, not true, he agreed to sell it to me. Each one claims that he made a kinyan first, and he was the only one whom the Mecher agreed to sell it to. So the Mishnah says, Zei Yishav Hashem Lo, so each one says, Shnai Mochs and Metalis, the din is Yachloko. Each one has a taina, so the din is Yachloko. So the Gemara asks, why should the din be, each one should swear, Zei Yishav Hashem Lo, Bo, Pochas Bechetzi, Zei Yishav Hashem Lo, Bo, Pochas Bechetzi. So the Gemara asks, why Zei Yishav and Zei Yishav? Ask, Lech Zizuzei Miman Nokad, why don't we just ask the Mecher, whom did you agree to sell it to? So the Gemara says he doesn't remember. The Mecher doesn't remember. And if the Mecher would remember, then the Mecher would be believed, but he's only Eid Echot. So why should Eid Echad be good in a case of Dinim Amin? It's a Din always requires Shnei Eidim. Yeah, but the two Psukim, Al Pi Shnayim Eidim, Al Pi Shlosh Eidim, Yumas HaMeis, that's by Nefoshes, and Al Pi Shnei Eidim, Al Pi Shlosh Eidim, Yoch Medover goes on Mominus. He needs two Eidim for Mominus, he needs two Eidim for Nefoshes. So why does the Gemara say, let's ask the Merch, and the Merch is only Eid Echad? So the Rabbi Natam says that Eid Echad is believed to be the one the Eid Echad will support. The Moicha says, I really sold it to him. And the other guy says, not true, he sold it to me. They argue among themselves, and the Moicha supports the claim of one of them. So Eid Echad will be believed that he won't have to swear. The one whom the Moicha is supporting in his claim, he will not have to swear. So there are three versions of what the Rabbi Natam said over him. The Samar Shonin quote, that's on the first daf, that's based on the base in Bab Metzia. So one version is, because the whole Shavuah is only Shavuah Zu Takanas Chachamim. The whole Shavuah Zei Shaveh Hashem Labar Pachas Bechetzi. Zei Shaveh Hashem Labar Pachas Bechetzi. It's not a real Moedib in Mikzas. Each one says Kulu Shali B'Kulu Shali. It's not a Shavuah Zei Dechad, it's not a Moedib in Mikzas. Shwazu Takanas Chacham Kadei Shalo Yehe Kalech Aveich Rahoch B'Tekef B'Talis Yishal Chaveh V'Yoymer Shalihu. So it's only a Takana de Rabbanon, and a Torah neither has to swear. So since the Shwaz is only required mid Rabbanon, so must speak if the Moicher will testify, he'll be an Eid Echad to support one of them, so the Eid Echad is good enough to relieve you from swearing a Shwaz de Rabbanon. Fine. Other version of Rabbeinu Tam is no. Eid Echad is even good to relieve you from swearing a Shvur Deraisa. That's called Eid HaMesayeya. If the Eid Echad supports a person who's supposed to swear a Shvur Deraisa, let's say he got involved, he's a Moedib in Mikzas. A Moedib in Mikzas, we only believe him. If he swear, I say you owe me $100,000, you admit that you owe me $5,000, not $100,000. So the $5,000 you admit you're prepared, you're going to pay it to me. Okay, next week. You don't have money now, you don't have a check now, you pay me next week. And the $95,000 you deny. You say you never borrowed that, or you paid it already, whatever. So then there's an Eid Echad, so the din is that the nitva, the one who's might have been mixed, has to swear, Shvur Deraisa, that I only owe him the $5,000 that I'm going to cough up next week. I'll give him a check next week. Shine. So if he swears, he'll be Neman. So the Rabbi Natam would say, if there's an aid hamasayeya, if there's an aid who supports the claim of the nitva, the Eid Echad says, I know for a fact that that's true, that he only owes him $5,000. He doesn't owe $100,000. So that's what the Rosh in the beginning of the Rosh on the first daf in Bab Metzia quotes this argument in the name of his Rebbe, the name of the Maharam Rutenberg, and other Rishonim said that the Rabbi Natam said it. A few generations before the Maharam Rutenberg. Maharam Rutenberg was the end of the Tkufa of the Bali HaTosfos. And the Rosh was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. The Rosh and the Mordechai and the Agos Maimon, they were all Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg. So the Rosh quotes this Kal V'chaimah for the Maharam Rutenberg. If I claim that you owe me $1,000 and you're Koifer Hakol, you say you don't owe me anything, but there's an Eid Echad who supports my claim. So if I have two Eidim who say, like I said, so I might see the moment. Two Eidim say you owe me $100,000, you got to pay. If I only have Eid Echad, say Eid Echad is no good, Lahotzi Mamen, but Eid Echad is good to me, Mechai Veshvu. So the Maram Rutmerk said it should be a Kal V'chaimah. If Eid Echad is good to be Mechai Veshvu, even though the other fellow is Buchzik on the money, we say he's not allowed to continue holding on to the money unless he swears. Kal V'chaimah, the Eid Echad should be good. Liftar min Ashvu. Because Liftar min Ashvu, the guy's a Muchzik. To be Mechai Veshvu, that's Keneged HaMuchzik. He's the Muchzik on the money. And still Eid Echad is Neman. To be Mechai Veshvu, so Kal V'chaimah, Eid Echad should be Neman. Liftar min Ashvu. So that's the second version of the Rabbi Natam. Not only is Eid Echad good to pater from Shvur de Rabbanon, Shvur zu takanas chachamim, the Shvur in the opening Mishnah in Bab Metzia is only Zei Shaveh Shein Laba Pochas Mechetzia, that's only a Shvur mid the Rabbanon, the Gemara says, Kedei Shalo Yehei Kol Echad V'Echad Hoch V'Teke B'Talis Shachaveh V'Yom Shalihu. But it's even good, the Maram Rutenberg holds that Eid Echad is even good lifter from Shvur de Reis. And Shulchan Aruch, they quote, Yei Shomrim, there's a whole discussion on Shulchan Aruch. Then the third version of the Rabbeinu Tam was based on this gemara. But why don't we just ask the moicher what he says? So the third version of the Rabbeinu Tam is that the halacha only requires two edim when you're going to be moitzi mamon from a muchzak. When you're not being moitzi mamon from a muchzak, fakert eid echad eid hamsaya is going to patter the fellow from a shvua deraisa. So eid echad is always good in mamonis unless eid echad is coming to be moitzi mamon from a muchzak. Then we learn out from the pasuk moitzi mechvel of araya need a raya limta. But if it's not lohotzi mamon from a muchzak, then eid echad would be believed. So that third version, that was the big machlek, as we mentioned the other day, that Rabbi Chanan of Asman has an essay, there's machlek, is the Ritvo and the Ran, whether Eid Echad is nema by Hashavas Aveda. I'm walking down the street, and I see a $1,000 bill on the ground, I'm about to pick it up, and then someone's hanging out the window, and he says, the $1,000 bill, Jack dropped the $1,000 bill. I was hanging out the window the last hour, and I saw when he walked by, there was a hole in his pants, and the money fell out from his pocket. And there are another 100 people there. He says, don't give the money to them, and don't make it up for Hachroze. Give the money to Jack. He's the one who dropped it. So the Ran and Chulin on Daf Tzadik Vav, Shalom Kamo, Ran and Chulin assumes that they were poshut, that Eid Echad is good by Hashavas Aveda. And the Ritvo in Gittin, Shalom Kamo, something should be in Bob Metzia and Perakel Metzia. They're both Shalobim Kama. The Ran is in Chulan Daf Tzarek Vav, and the Ritva is in the third Perak in Gittin. So Rabbi Chanan has Anyabamas. Rabbi Chanan is safe Anyabamas called Kovitz Aris. He has a lot of fundamental Birurim and essays. So he shows there's Machlekes, the Ran and the Ritva, where the Reid Echad is named by Mammon is Legamre, when it's not the Hotzi Mammon from the Muslim. That's the third version of what the Rabbeinu Tam said here. The original version of the Rabbeinu Tam was that Eid Hamsayeya Patas from Meshvua. So the first version was only Patas from Meshvua Derabbanan. Second version, even Patas from Meshvua Deraisa. That's the Kalvachimah of the Maharam Rutenberg. If Eid Echad is good to be Mechayim Meshvua, Kalvachimah Eid Echad should be good. Lafturim in Meshvua. And the third version is Rabbeinu Tam said Eid Echad is Neman and Mammon Legamre, unless it's Lahotzi Mammon from a Muchzak. That's one of the Nafkaminas in Muchzak. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yovi Eidim Shenitra for Ba'oinas. Why do you say Yovi Eidim? That's what the Shita Mukubetsa says to Kash. Why do you say Yovi Eidim? According to the second version of the Rabbeinu Tam, that Eidham Sayeya Patas Mashvua. So here he's a Shvuas HaShomerim. He's Murib to swear a Shvuas HaShomerim. But you have an Eid Echad testifies that it was Nitra for. So Eid Echad should be Neman. The pata from the Shvuas Hashem. Why does it say in the Gemara, Yavi Eidim? Yavi Eidim. So the Shita Mekubetz's answers with the top Taisus on Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Taisus says that there's a Tana by the name of Isi Ben Yehuda, and he's quoted Mob Metzir Pe Gimel as commenting on the Pasuk. Ein Roya, Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim, Lo Shalach Yadam Olechas Reyeh. So it says the Shomer should swear Shvuas Hashem Tei Meshneim only provided Ein Roy if it's not easily available to get Eidim. Let's say the Mafkid says Heichen Pikdoni, I gave you a Behema, give me back the Pikotin. And the Shomer says, no, I was taking the Behema for a walk. There are 1,000 people were watching in the street. Everybody saw the Behema got a heart attack and it died. Or there was a bolt of lightning came and it killed the animal. So the Mafkid says, really? There were 1,000 people in the street. Bring me two Eidim. Bring me one Eid. So that's what Isi Ben Yehuda says. He says, Ein Roya Shvuas Hashem Tei Meshneim. Oh, Yesh Roya, if the Nitva claimed there were 100 people watching, it happened in front of a big public, everybody was watching, so then the person is not Neman to swear. If he says there were nobody else there, and I'm telling you that it was an Oinus, and then he swears it was an Oinus, or if he's a Shamachin, and then he swears it was a Gneva, and he's Pater. Okay, the Torah says we believe the Shomer, but if the Shomer claims that there were a lot of people there and he can easily bring the Eidim, then we say you have to bring the Eidim. We don't believe you with the Shvuah. So that's quoted. We pass on like Yisei Ben Yehuda. It's quoted in Choshem Mishpat. I think the Nesivus raises a question whether this din, Yesh Roya, Yovi Eidim, Shenitra for a Potter, that we don't allow him to swear. Maybe this din is by every Shvuah Deraisa. But if Mitzas and Shvuah Seid Echad, every Shvuah Deraisa is like that. Whenever he claims that there were 100 people watching, you don't administer the Shvuah. And maybe it's only over here. Maybe it's only by the Shvuah HaShomerim. because it's because Kedei Lohav is Daito Shababa, Shuas HaShomrim really shouldn't have had to swear at all. But the Torah says the Mafkid is going to feel so uncomfortable. He wasn't there, he doesn't know what happened. So it's implicit in the Kabbalah Sashmira that he's going to give him a report later on of what happened. He's going to swear to tell him what happened. So maybe over there, if it's easily available, that if the Shomer claims that there were many Eidim, maybe only over there we say it's implicit in the Kabbalah Sashmira that he's not going to swear that he's Potter, and the Mapkin is going to be wondering, did he swear honestly? Did he tell me the truth? Did he tell me a lie? Maybe only over there we say, if it's easily available that he should bring Eidim, we would insist he should bring Eidim. So Tosis says, Isi ben Yehuda is saying the same as the Tanakhama, it's only Mashmoros Darshan Mikah ben Ayah. Mashmoros Darshan means he's saying the exact same din, but you're basing on a different pasuk. Is that the exact same din? That's what the Beis HaLevi discusses. V'torefi torefi v'yehu eid, yavi eidim shenitrafa ba'oines u'potar. So this pasuk is telling me the same as Isi ben Yehuda said. Isi ben Yehuda said it based on a different pasuk, ein roya, or yesh roya, yavi rai v'yipotar. And the Tanakhama learns it out from this pasuk. Let him bring witnesses. Since it's easily available, let him bring the witnesses. That's a chiddush. But the top Tosafos says that that's what the Tanakhama says over here. He's saying the same as Isi ben Yehuda, that whenever a person is mechuyav shvuah, maybe it's only by shvuas hashomrim, that's the shayla. Whenever a person mechuyav lishvuas hashomrim, and lefi tainase, he can easily produce eidim, so we would say he has to bring two eidim. Yeah. Why does he have to bring two eidim? Let's say he says there were 100 people. So the Bezdin would say, bring 100 people. We're calling you bluff. He said there were 100 people, bring 100 witnesses. Does he have to bring 100 witnesses? It's dumb or not. If he brings two witnesses, that's sufficient. So why should he even say he has to bring two? If the din is that Eid Echad is them and Lafturim Meshvua, according to Rabbi Natam, Eid Echad is even them and Lafturim Meshvua Deraisa. There were three versions of what the Rabbi Natam said. So why does it say Yavi Eidim? It should be Yavi Eid Echad should be good enough. Eid Ham Sayyeh should patter, because in general you don't need two Eidim to patter from Meshvua. So why do we say it has to bring two Eidim? So that's what the Shita Mekubetza says. Since he claims that it's easily available, the Shema makes that claim. The animal was struck by lightning and I can bring 100 witnesses. So we don't require of him to bring all 100. But you can't say Eid Ham Sayyeh Apat, Eid Echad. He claims that there were so many people watching, so we require two Eidim. Once you have two Eidim, so that's the highest level of Bir, you don't need higher than two Eidim. So that's interesting that the top Tosafos and Yer Aleph Min Aleph understood that the Tanakhama is saying the same as Isi ben Yehuda. Yavi Eidim Shenitra for Ba'ines Upata. And once he brings the Eidim, then he doesn't have to special up a Shaiti B'Shalosh Shalach Tebo Yad. That's many Rishonim say like that, because those are only B'Torah's Gilgal Shvua. You only have to swear the Gilgal Shvua if you have to swear the Ikar Shvua. But here he doesn't. He's not swearing the Ikar Shvua. Here the Eidim are testifying that Nitra for Ba'ines, the animal was hit by a bolt of lightning. So the fellow's not swearing the Ikar Shvua. So there won't be any Gilgulim. You can't have any Gilgulim. So then you don't have to swear the other two. That's the Pashtus. You have to swear the other two Shvuas. Some Sharim say no, that Shalom Pashaiti is an Ikar Shvua, not just a Gilgul.
So according to the Shittim Professor, the reason he has to bring two witnesses instead of one is because he said where they showed up, basically?
Yes.
If he said less, he would only need to bring one. Because he made a claim, I can bring 100 witnesses, now we force him to bring two, even though Rikar did, he should have only had to bring one.
Right. That's the same as the din of Isi ben Yehuda. If the Nitva claims this is what happened, and there were many people watching, so then Allah requires you have to bring two Eidim. You have to bring more than two, Drake and Meir, but you can't just bring one. Eid Echad Avtur Mishwa is good if he didn't make any claims. Eid Echad Avtur Mishwa will be good. But if he claims there were many people watching, then we would insist Afghan having two. Okay. What does Abishol have a different interpretation? Torah there is Yehu Eid. So the first plot was Yehu Eid. He has to bring witnesses that will testify that that the animal was nitra for bainus. And according to Abishol, Yehu Eid, the word Eid means the dead body. How does it come to mean the dead body? So there are three different gears. It's Yavi Aduda Lebezin, Yavi Arura Lebezin, or Yavi Adura Lebezin. Why do we call them Yavi Arura Lebezin? What does that mean? The cursed animal. Why is the animal a cursed animal? So Tesis says, what it means is Shemesa Balei Bracha. Doesn't mean cursed animal. It means that no bracha was recited. You recite a bracha when you shech the behema, that's going to be kosher. But here, the animal was ripped up. It's dead. It was ripped up by a tiger, by a lion, whatever. It was ripped up by a bigger animal. So that's called arura. It's lacking a bracha. The animal was lacking a bracha. So you bring the dead body. Bring the dead body and you give it to the nizik and you only pay the differential. Yeah. I remember years ago that there was a Belzer Rebbe who died. It must have been the one who came from Europe. Who? What was he? Forgot already. Beis Yisrael, they called him. Beis Yisrael, the one who came from Europe. I think the whole section is called Beis Yisrael because he lived there. So when he died, they wrote up in Israeli magazines all different stories about him. So one of the stories they had was that once one of his chassidim came and visited him, and he told him that he's a sofer stam. He writes tefillin, Torah tefillin, and a mezuzah, and he has a midas chassidus a chumra that he only, even though the Gemara said you can't use parchment that came from the hide of a non-kosher animal, from a horse or a mule or a donkey or something like that. But you can use from a cow's hide, even if the animal died, if to nevel or trefa. You just can't use from a behemoth tmeya. But if it's a behemoth kshera, but it's a mele trefa, he may. So this chassid was bragging to the Rebbe. He has a midas chassidus. He only uses the hide if it's glat kosher. Chassidus is shchita, glat kosher, so then he uses the hide. So the Rebbe told them that he thinks that it should be a midas chassidus to use dafka from the nevelus or trefas. He says the animals that had a bracha, when you shechted them, the meat was eaten by people who gained a little weight, gained a little strength by eating the meat, and it served them as part of Avodas Hashem. It gave the Jewish, the religious people, the koyach to daven and to observe and to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs. But then, the poor animal that died a natural death in Veilu Trefa, he never said a bracha when you shechted it. That's what the Tosis calls it, the arura. That's their gifts, and it's lacking. It's lacking a bracha. So that animal never had a chance to serve as part of Avodas Hashem, and all of nature yearns to serve as Avodas Hashem. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim writes in the Hakdamah to the Sefer, that when Yaakov Avinu was running away from Esav, so it says, "Vayikach me avne hamokam." So the Gemara understands he took a few stones, and all the stones were vying with each other. Alayanech tzadikas rosho, alayanech tzadikas rosho. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, and they all blended in together. So when he woke up in the morning, Vayikachas ha'evin, ha'shesamer ha'shesu. There's only one heaven. When he went to sleep at night, was Vayikach me'avna ha'mokam. There were a lot of stones. The Ibn Ezra says over there, and other Mephoshim say, what's the stira? He says, Vayikach me'avna ha'mokam. He took one of the stones, and he put one stone under his head. So when he woke up in the morning, there was only one stone under his head. But somehow the Gemara understood, he took a few avonim, and all of those avonim blended in to become one. Why? Because all of the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, that everything in the world should be involved in Avodas Hashem. So if you have stones, how can that be involved in Avodas Hashem? If they help the tzaddik get a good night's rest, it serves as a pillow, so then the stones serve the purpose for serving as Avodas Hashem. So all of nature yearns to be involved in Avodas Hashem. So that's what the Belzer Rebbe said, that the previous Belzer Rebbe said, that you should rather use the Nebelus or Trefus hide, because those animals that were geshochten properly, that got kosher, So religious people ate the meat, and he gave them koyach to serve as Avodas Hashem, to daven and to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs. Rather use them, the velus atreifus. An interesting insight. Anyway, but that's what Tosfos calls the arura. That's one gears. One gears. Rashi's gear says Yavi aduda lebezn. What is the word aduda? Rashi says based on the pasuk Babaki Yochal Ad v'le'erev Yechalek Shalol, that the mizbeach was bechelka shel Binyamin. Yerushalayim was divided in half. Part was chelka shel Binyamin, part was chelka shel Yehuda. And the mizbeach had to be dafka bechelka shel Binyamin, because Yehuda has to have the government. Lo yosu shevet miYehuda, the government has to be from Yehuda. And the Marshal writes in Zvachim, we want to have a separation of church and state. We don't want to have the government controlling the Beis Hamikdash. You don't want to have the government controlling the Rabbanus HaRashis. That's what they offered Rav Elvela. At one time they offered him, he should be the chief rabbi. So he said, no, the government controls the Rabbanus HaRashis. Rav Soloveitchik got the same comment when they wanted him to be the chief rabbi. Said the government controls the Rabbanus HaRashis. They can't say whatever they want. They have to. The government only allows them to express their opinion within a certain limits. So he said, that's not a good Rabbanus if it's controlled by the government. Toiknesh. So that's what the Marsha says, that the Mizbech has to be Bechal Kishal Binyamin. Even an inch of the Mizbech can't be Bechal Kishal Yehuda. And that's why the Mizbeach was missing on the bottom. In the Baisheni period, the Mizbech was gigantic. It was Lamed Beis Amos on Lamed Beis Amos, but it wasn't a full square. The top was Ravua, but the bottom on the floor, the Yisod was not Ravua, because when you're standing facing the Hechal, the Kodesh HaKodashim straight ahead the Hechel, so that's west. So there was a Yesod over here, this was Lamed Beis Amma, this was Lamed Beis, and here there was only one Amma, and the other 31 Ammas were missing here and missing here. And then it indented an Amma, and the next slab of concrete was the bottom slab was supposed to have been 32 by 32. The one on top of that was supposed to be 30 by 30. So the bottom slab was missing over here and over here, because that sliver of earth was Bechelka Shel Yehuda already. So the Mizbech was lopsided, because you're not allowed to have even an inch of the Mizbech Bechelka Shel Yehuda. The whole Mizbech has to be Bechelka Shel Binyam. That's the pasuk that Rashi quotes. Baberke Yochal Ad, in the morning they'll bring on the Mizbech the Oilas Tomet Shel Shachar, for the Erev they'll bring the Thomas Shalom Ben Abai Michalek Shalom. Binyamin Zeev Yitrov. He says, Binyamin Zeev Yitrov. Binyamin, the Mizbech is like a wolf, that the wolf devours other sheep. The wolf devours sheep. That's the Gemara, the last daf in Sukkah, that there was a Jewish woman who converted and she married one of the Greeks. So she was complaining, Lucas, she was speaking in Greek. Lucas apparently is the Greek word for a wolf. So he referred to the Mizbech and Mizbech as a wolf. The Chumash refers to it. Binyamin Zev Yitrov, the Mizbech will be Bechelka Shel Binyamin, and be like a wolf, that just like the wolf eats up the sheep, so to the Mizbech, the vow is a Korban Oilo. Other Korbanos you just burn the Emurim and you zorek the Dam. But the Tomash HaShachar, Tomash HaBen Abayim is an Oilo. So the Mizbech devours the whole thing. So that's what it says, Baberke Yochalat, the Mizbech, which will be Chalkel Shel Binyamin, will devour the whole Oilos Kula Kol, burn the whole thing. It'll devour the whole Ad. What is Ad? So Ad is Loshen Sholol, Lut, Kenem Targuminan Ado'o. Whenever it says Sholol, so the Targum Onklos will write Ado'o. So that's the one gears. One gears is Yavi Arur Lebezn, that the animal didn't have a. The animal, Mitorfi Torf, the animal was ripped up, it was killed by a bigger animal, so it never had a bracha on the Shechita. So it's called an Arura, because it's missing a bracha. The other gear says Yavi Aduda Lebezn. Aduda means like Shalom, that the dead animal. And the other gear says Adura. Adur means Milosh and Nedar. It was removed from the herd. This animal was removed. So what does Abishol say? Imtarv Tarif Yviyehu Aid. So the first Tana says Yviyehu Aid Milosh and Aidim. Yavi Aidim. And the second Tana says no, Yevyehu Eid means it refers to the dead body, to the carcass. Yavi Aduda LeBezdin. What do you mean Yavi Aduda? Let him bring the dead body to the Bezna, and he only has to pay the differential. What time is it now? It's 2:35.
Oh.
Okay. It better than me. I wasn't watching. Okay. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow I'm not here. Oh. Tomorrow I'm not here, and Sunday I'm not here. I forgot. Yeah. We'll end that on Monday. I think I'll be here Monday. Yes. All right, great.